This episode is brought to you by McDonald's. Not sure you've heard of them. Up-and-coming little restaurant. But they're making it. They're the little engine that could. You know, the moment of bliss when you spot your fries being scooped into the carton and suddenly time slows down. I have that all the time. I love their fries.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
McDonald's fries hit different when they're free. That's another thing I'll tell you. And when they belong to your friends. There's no better feeling than thinking you're out of fries and then you discover extra fries at the bottom of your bag. Or else my son still hasn't finished his fries.
Yeah.
And I'm done with mine. And he used to be weaker than me, so I could just take them.
Yeah.
Now I can't because he's stronger than me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
There's no wrong way to eat McDonald's fries, but we all think our way is the best way. And I like stealing them from someone else. That's my favorite way. Get your favorite McDonald's fries today. McDonald's. Check them out sometime. They're everywhere. I'd like to shout out the biggest villain I know. It's the person that talks during the movie.
Oh, that guy sucks.
I hate that guy. And guess what? It's often me.
Oh,
anyway,
no.
And you know what? If I could talk to that guy, I'd say, how do you sleep at night? That's what I would say to this scourge of a person. But I know what the answer already. I know the answer. Mattress Firm. Mattress Firm has quality mattresses at every price for your best rest. Yes, even those who don't deserve to rest, like that person who talks during the movie, even they can get the bed that will make it happen from Mattress Firm. See a lower price at another retailer? Mattress Firm will match it up to 120 nights with their low price guarantee. Get matched at Mattress Firm's Memorial Day sale and sleep at night, even if you're a bad person. Restrictions apply. See mattressfirm.com or stores for details.
Conan O'Brien needs a fan. Want to talk to Conan? Visit teamcoco.com/callconan. Okay, let's get started.
Hi, Danielle. Welcome to Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan.
Hello, Danielle. How are you?
Hi, I am so excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
Well, we're excited to talk to you, Danielle. Where are you calling us from?
I'm calling you from Land of the Amish, Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Ah, Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Wow, I mean, is that a fake background behind you? Because it looks almost too good. Or is it one of those fake screens that you put up?
Yeah, it's just AI. No, I'm just kidding. No, this is for you. I just cut some flowers because I thought you might enjoy them.
I swear to God, it looks so amazing. It looks...
It's incredible.
Like I have complimented people on their homes and backgrounds, and every time they laugh at me and say, no, it's just a Zoom slide that you can put up, a fake background. But that's real? It looks perfect.
Yeah, it's real. I wish I could ship it to you because I'm such a big fan. You know, I've been watching you every single night for 20 years.
No, you haven't. Really?
Yes, sir. Religiously.
Well, I was on for 28 years. So what was wrong with the first eight?
Oh, Jesus.
Well, I couldn't steal a television fast enough because when I was younger, I had to steal a television to watch you.
Did you really steal a television?
Oh.
Yes, I did.
What do you mean? You wanted so badly to watch my show, you stole a television? I love you. I love you, Danielle.
Yeah, I hope you won't mind. I feel a little bit nervous, but yes, I loved you so much and I was desperate to watch you. And my parents were really, really strict. And so we didn't have cable. We had one television, no televisions in our bedrooms. But my grandfather had given us this travel television and my dad like stuck it in the basement. So one day I decided to steal it and I put it in my bedroom. And then at night I would record the show. I would put headphones on so they couldn't hear it. And I would put a sheet over myself and over the television.
Oh my God.
So they couldn't see the light of the TV.
I love this.
For Conan?
Yes, for Conan. No.
And yes, for Conan.
So I'm going to ask you something, Danielle. Did your parents, they were opposed, be honest, to you watching any television or specifically me?
I think it was any kind of popular television, so I would just
So why do they have
library.
A problem with me?
I love when you do our work for us.
I know. Champagne corks. Kapang, kapang.
Kapang?
Yeah. Kapang.
It's not pop?
It's not good champagne. It's really flat champagne. Kapang!
You're also living in an oil drum.
Yeah. So, Danielle, that means a lot to me. Seriously, that's important to me. I like when people... idolize me. No, I like when people enjoyed the work. I really do. It means something to me.
I will bring out the bronze statue of you next time if you have me back.
Well, thank you so much. And tell me a little bit about yourself. What do you do?
Well, I grew up as an actor in the theater, and
Oh.
then you know how life goes. You get married, you get pregnant. I moved on to do some film and television, some for NBC. I was on the worst television show that NBC ever produced,
Which was?
like a real Do No Harm.
Do No
I don't
Harm.
even
I
know
don't
that
know.
one.
No, what's
You
that?
might not have heard of it since it was the worst one, but it was like a
NBC
Jekyll.
had a show called Do No Harm.
What was it?
Yeah, it got canceled after 2 episodes. And that
Wow.
was like the fastest
So it did
cancellation
some
ever.
harm.
Yeah, did
It
a
did
lot
some
of harm.
harm.
Was it about the medical
So,
profession?
yeah, it was like a Jekyll and Hyde story.
Oh my God.
So, anyway, I did that for a while, but you know how it goes, not enough money. So, we ended up moving. And the property that we moved to was owned by an Amish man who was farming here. So, I thought, well, this TV thing's not working. Let me try selling cut flowers. And that just kind of took off.
Wait, are those your cut flowers behind you?
Yes.
They are
Yes. So I sell cut
as I
flowers for a
they are
living.
distractingly beautiful. They're amazing. They're really good.
And the vases.
Yeah.
They're called vases.
They're called vases.
Yeah.
The worst people.
So those are really nice. So you are a professional of flower. You grow them and then you cut them and arrange them. Is that correct?
Yes, I grow them, I cut them, arrange them, sell them, and now I work for different companies to do their photography, videography, and just write about the plants in general, how-to articles, disease and pest management, stuff like that.
So you live in, you said you started off by saying you're in the heart of Amish country, Lancaster, Pennsylvania. So
Yeah.
you are not Amish yourself, but you work with the Amish, is that correct? Or you
I
must
do work with some
sell to
other,
them, you must see
yes.
them around. They're probably everywhere, right?
Yeah. Our old landlord was Amish. The man who owned this property was a shunned Amish man.
Shunned?
And yeah, he had been shunned. So he
Why?
was living
What did he do that
here.
got him shunned, do you know?
Well, after that, he went to jail. So I
Oh.
don't know if it was like a similar offense or not,
Well, wait a minute.
but
Hold on.
he was.
So he did something that first got him shunned by the community, the Amish community, and then the police said, this is more than just shunworthy. He
Shunworthy.
needs to go to prison. Is that what happened?
Yeah, apparently he went to prison. He was like, I think, a 70 years old, and he was stalking like a 19 year old.
Oh my
Oh,
God.
that's not good.
So, but he didn't really believe in the restraining order or anything. So he just kept going back to
He
her over
didn't
and over
believe
again.
Well, yeah, I don't believe in your Western ways with your restraining order.
Do you think there's an
Yeah.
Amish gang in prison?
Oh, like the Amish Brotherhood? Yeah.
That's actually a fantastic idea for a TV show, better even than Do No Harm. Sona, I'm setting us up a pitch meeting at NBC
I'm on
because God knows I'm
it.
welcome there.
Those do not harm.
Amish Brotherhood.
The Amish Brotherhood. Hey, brother, do you want to join the Amish Brotherhood? I don't know. The Latino gang has asked me. There's, of course.
We've learned how to jerry-rig and do a jailhouse barn building.
Yeah, we make the best toilet wine. Can you imagine having to tell the neo-Nazis and the really tough Latin gangs and stuff? No, guys, I've made my decision. It's the Amish gang. I'm going with Ezekiel, Lazarus, and Zebediah.
It's crazy enough to work.
That would be the gang to be in because they could build a catapult that would get you out of the jail.
Oh yeah.
They're good at building stuff.
Their shanks would be great.
Yeah, their
That's right.
shanks would be very good.
That's
They'd be made
right.
of beautiful wood. Danielle, I feel like we left you out of the conversation, and that's just rude. And you're here, and maybe because the three of us are just acting like idiots about the Amish, and we shouldn't. We should know about the real Amish people. You're there. Tell us about them. What's it like? What are some of the misconceptions?
Well, I think there's a lot of misconceptions about the Amish. You know, my Amish landlord, he used a cell phone. And of course,
What?
when they go on
Did
Rumspringa,
he
yeah,
carve it? Did he make it out of wood?
Oh boy.
You've
He would
undone
ask
what
to
you
use
just
my
said.
cell
I
phone.
know.
I didn't know they could use cell phones. That just seems wrong.
Yeah, so what is the I thought they were supposed to like kind of eschew modern technology. Is that
Or
not?
avoid it.
Yeah, I was looking for a better word because I didn't want to sound like a fucking
Eschew.
prick, and it's all that could come to my head.
No, but
You're so right.
But Danielle, it is common The common conception is that the Amish issue.
I knew how it sounded when I said it. Oh,
various.
Oh, I hate myself.
No, don't. You can't hate yourself more than we hate you.
I know. I try and I try.
You know, it's incredible to have the flexibility to work in all sorts of places, whether it's taking video calls from the park or emailing large files while you're grocery shopping. Sona, this is good for you.
Is it?
Because you're always doing whatever work you do for me from fun locations.
But I like blaming it on not having reception.
I know, but you can't do that here. Working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network, which is why you should check out T-Mobile, Sona.
Okay.
Then you got no excuses. They're America's largest and fastest 5G network. With T-Mobile, you'll be covered in more places with the 5G speed you need for your life on the go. Plus, they also cover more highway miles with 5G than anybody else. Check it out if you don't believe me. Hey, Blay, you've got T-Mobile, right?
I do. I was actually just up in the woods in Idlewild. It was fantastic for the weekend, and my T-Mobile phone didn't miss it.
You know, I wouldn't think you'd need a cell phone because you speak so loudly into a microphone.
Well, I had to look some stuff up.
Just take it down
a notch. I didn't know what brunch was.
I can hear him.
When the restaurant's open for brunch.
Okay.
So I used my T-Mobile coverage to check
terrific,
out brunch.
Blay. That's all right. Anyway, wherever you are, you know, take it from the loud-speaking Blay. If you're on the go, you want to be in the know, you want to make the show.
What?
T-Mobile.
Okay.
That's the one for you.
That was
I should
weird.
Have rhymed it with go. Anyway, find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today. Coverage not available in some areas. Fastest based on median overall combined 5G speeds, according to analysis by Ookla of Speed Test Intelligence Data Q3 2023. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com. This episode is brought to you by McDonald's. Not sure you've heard of them. Up-and-coming little restaurant. But they're making it. They're the little engine that could. You know, the moment of bliss when you spot your fries being scooped into the carton and suddenly time slows down. I have that all the time. I love their fries.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
McDonald's fries hit different when they're free. That's another thing I'll tell you. And when they belong to your friends. There's no better feeling than thinking you're out of fries and then you discover extra fries at the bottom of your bag. Or else my son still hasn't finished his fries.
Yeah.
And I'm done with mine. And he used to be weaker than me, so I could just take them.
Yeah.
Now I can't because he's stronger than me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
There's no wrong way to eat McDonald's fries, but we all think our way is the best way. And I like stealing them from someone else. That's my favorite way. Get your favorite McDonald's fries today. McDonald's. Check them out sometime. They're everywhere. You know me, Sona. I love to grill up.
Yeah.
Some nice beef every now and then. I'm a grill master. Or sometimes the grill maestro, depends on which country you're in. Any hoots.
No one's called you that.
When I'm grilling stuff up, I needs my Miller Lite. I really do. And I like Miller Lite because they keep it simple. It's undebatable quality. It tastes as great as your barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's the beer that strips away everything you don't need, holds on to what matters most. It's a light beer with the most taste, less filling, and only 96 calories.
That's good.
That's how I stay so lean. Humble brag. Anyway, the original light beer since 1975, a perfect companion for grill masters across America. So next time you're grilling up, grab your Miller Lite, chomp, chomp, nom, 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 and then slurp, slurp on the Miller Lite. Those sound effects really sold it with a Miller Lite in hand. Grilling doesn't just taste great, it tastes like Miller time. Get Miller Lite delivered right to your door. Visit MillerLite.com/Conan. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And hey, celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Come on. If most people are being honest, no one really knows what you do for work, right?
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, especially if you're in a what I like to call B2B.
Oh,
you know?
What is that?
I'll explain.
Okay.
That's a business doing business with other businesses.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I call it B2B. It's a little thing. It's also, it's a boy band I'm working on. Anyway, fortunately, LinkedIn has a network of professionals who get what you do, and you can reach the right people who matter most to your company because they're LinkedIn.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
Yeah.
LinkedIn has over, this is the fun part to say, 1 billion members.
Are you serious?
Yeah. That's more people than are on Earth because there are people on the moon using it and Saturn. That's over 1 billion members on its platform, including 70 million decision makers. God, I'd like to meet a decision maker. Since LinkedIn members are regularly updating their work history, you can precisely build a target audience by job title, industry, company, and more. Man, you can reach the right people for your, I'm going to say it again, B2B business with LinkedIn ads.
Yeah.
Gets even better because LinkedIn will give you a $100 credit on your next campaign. Hmm. There you go. Just go to linkedin.com/Team Coco to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/Team Coco. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. So Danielle, they can use cell phones, the Amish.
I mean, I see them using cell phones all the time. I do business with them and we talk on the phone. Some of them use the internet now because they'll say, okay, what dahlias do you want this year? And they'll go on the website that the business that I work for and they'll tell me. But a lot of Amish kids on Rumspringer, they love Mountain Dew. They love to smoke cigarettes.
They love
Mountain
Dew. You know what's fascinating?
Yeah.
You know, of all my friends, you know who's obsessed with Mountain Dew and drinks it all the time?
Huh.
Jack McBrayer.
Oh,
that's right.
Jack
that's
McBrayer
right. That, yeah.
loves Mountain Dew, and he's obsessed with Mountain Dew. And I think he likes Diet Mountain Dew, which is hard to get.
I know a guy.
Yeah, and he knows a guy that knows a guy. But it's so funny because of everyone I know. I mean, the cliche about Jack McBrayer would be that, you know, he's the country rube, okay? He's more or less played that part over and over and over again in his real life and in TV and film. But the idea that he loves Mountain Dew and that it's the drink of the Amish as well is fascinating to me.
Yes, the Amish on Rumspringer, they'll be drinking Mountain Dew, smoking cigarettes, and they do like rap music. So we live on a main road where I sell cut flowers, and they'll just drive by really, really slowly in their buggy with the rap music super loud. So you can hear like an entire rap music play as they
Amish
drive by your house.
Amish teenagers go by whacked out on Mountain Dew, and they're listening to, they're blasting rap from their buggies, their horse-drawn buggies.
Yeah, like, you know, like old school, like Eminem, like Slim Shady.
Do they put hydraulics in their buggies so that they can do the kind of lowering?
Yeah,
I wish they did.
I'm curious too, is the horse kind of keeping the beat? You know what I mean? There's a horse there. Has the horse got a little swagger? Or, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, is the horse on Rumspringa as well?
Yeah, what I'm saying is
the profession section.
I'm just curious. The horse is a living, sentient creature, and it's listening to this rap. And after a while, maybe the horse is like, I get it. You know,
well,
I like it.
They do horse dance.
What's that?
You mean dressage?
Yeah.
Do not eschew dressage.
Yeah. Do not eschew dressage.
Yeah, maybe somebody's doing rap music for dressage.
Wow, this is amazing. This is opening up a whole new
so
world
stupid.
Of... I'm getting this whole new view of the Amish. They're on the internet. They're answering their cell phones. They're listening to loud rap in their buggies as they go by.
Yes.
The horses are swaggering to the beat. I like it. I like this whole thing. Mm-hmm. I'm just fascinating. I don't know anything about that world, and maybe it's time I did know. What about the beards? Do they all have beards?
You have a beard when you get married. So instead of wearing a wedding ring, you grow your beard.
Really?
To show that you're married.
That's interesting.
But what's the deal? Do they often have like neck beards but no mustache. Is that just a
trend? None of them have the mustache. So I'm not sure why that is.
I think
is.
It gets burned off by whatever's in the Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew is very acidic. And so if you're a big Mountain Dew drinker, you'll burn off your mustache.
Yeah.
It's an old, old thing that's not true. I did that for the lawyers. This is fascinating. I'm learning a lot.
Yeah. Do you have a question for Conan, Danielle?
Yes. I was wondering, Conan, would you ever consider becoming Amish? And, you know, what would your name be, your profession? And do you think you could answer in a Pennsylvania Dutch accent?
Oh, my God. Jesus.
Wow. Yes.
This is like a serious Senate hearing / homework assignment.
The podcast will now recognize the gentleman from Boston.
Yeah. I want to hear what it's like. Go ahead.
Yeah. Don't you know a while? I'll just set this here a while. They always end everything with a while.
So it's a little bit of a Canadian thing, a little bit, kind of?
It sounds very Canadian to me.
And then for a while?
Pennsylvania Dutch.
Okay.
And German.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like German meets Canadian.
Okay. You better listen to me. I'm going to see hockey.
What the fuck is that?
You, I am in control now. I will take the Autobahn to Toronto, and then I'll eat the pancake with the Wiener Schnitzel.
I'm trying to combine these two cultures, and it's very difficult.
Okay.
They seem very opposite, but I'm doing the best I can.
Nazi Jabba the Hutt.
Yeah.
Things must be put in their place, eh? Anywho? Let's go and watch on my wooden TV, Do No Harm, all one episode.
Okay, I don't know, Daniel. I did the best I could. Would I consider being Amish? No. They lose me at the buggy. I can't go around in a buggy. Okay. I just can't.
It seems like you'd kind of somehow have fun with a buggy. You're up on that front thing.
I do all that fake old-fashioned talk that I love. But no, after a certain point, I don't want to be looking at a horse's ass all the time.
You could build stuff.
I do every day.
You like
your sense of humor.
You live off the land.
Oh, no. Listen.
There's like a purity to it.
Are there Amish strip clubs, do you know?
Well, you never know what goes on underground. So never say never.
The Amish strip club starts with them naked and then they slowly get dressed.
Or they take off other layers until they get down to giant Oshkosh overalls and boots, and they never take those off. But they still twirl around the pole.
Whee!
I don't know. I don't think I'm built to be in any culture that's maybe too restrictive. As everyone knows, I'm a very wild and sensual man.
No,
you'd fit right in.
I would fit right in. What are you talking about? I'm a Catholic.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. I just don't think that's my lifestyle. Do you know what I mean? I don't know. I can't do it. I don't think I can be Amish.
Would you ever be a flower farmer?
What are you proposing exactly?
She's proposing.
Are you?
I'm literally proposing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've got to talk to my wife, but I think she is done with me. So I think if I said I'm going to go be with Danielle in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, she would say, "I see ya, sucker." She would be quite delighted. I don't know. Don't you have to have great patience and sort of balance and an eye for real beauty to grow flowers and cut them?
I think you do have to have a lot of patience, because it's more about a lot of things go wrong and trying to fix it. Than, you know, that moment of beauty when you cut the flower.
Yeah, Danielle,
I
would be in the hothouse all the time, or the greenhouse or whatever, just yelling at the flowers.
Oh.
You know, if they weren't growing fast enough. Yeah. Or else being very, I wouldn't yell at them, I'd be very passive aggressive.
Oh.
Hey, begonia.
Oh, boy.
Nice job growing, begonia. You know, if it was going kind of slowly.
Yeah.
What are other flower names? Tulips, right?
Well,
look at the tulips.
These are all different kinds of narcissus.
Oh, I could do well with those.
There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I am narcissus.
Wow. Hey, Danielle, my parents owned a Conroy's Flowers growing up, and I worked there for many years.
So no way. That's awesome.
Is that a well-known chain?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like the big flower chain, or it was.
I just don't. I'm not a flower guy, so I've never.
You're not a flower guy?
Well, yeah, shoo them. Oh. So, okay. So what did you, were you good at this?
I wasn't like a flower farmer. I was kind of like, I would deliver flowers, process them, and occasionally arrange them, but not very much. And then work in the store. You know?
Wow.
It was just like a.
You tell a good story.
I'll cut that out.
No. Leave that in. Eduardo, don't let him cut that out.
He doesn't have, I'm the final say on
this. Eduardo, please. Come on. That was great. That was nice. And also, we got an insight into who you are.
But it's not a good insight.
No, I know. No, but you helped. You helped around. You're a good guy.
I'm
you
just sinking this ship. Go on without me.
You're a good guy?
I don't know. I'm just trying to keep him talking.
Barry,
there's a you're chance we could help him.
Can I move to the Amish peoples?
Danielle, remember that? Do you remember the movie Witness?
Oh, yeah.
Where Harrison Ford has to go hide out among the Amish?
That was filmed here.
Yeah. And who was the actress in that?
Kelly McGillis,
that's right. Very good.
Yes, Ronnie good. Cox, Danny Glover, Lucas Haas.
Jesus, look at you.
Wow.
Love that movie.
Can we just go to the Amish and like hang out with them?
Well, sure, they'd be happy to see you, I'm sure.
Summer
why are you
s'mores?
Saying it like that? Yeah, why don't we do a summer s'mores from Amish country?
That'd be good. Let's
do
that.
Oh my goodness, you definitely should.
I want to be bread.
I do love that area of Pennsylvania. I think it's absolutely gorgeous. Pennsylvania in general is a beautiful state. Mm-hmm. And yeah. I would like to go there. And I do like to meet all kinds of folk, different cultures. I like to try and blend in. So I should probably do an Amish segment at
That'd
some point.
That'd be fun.
Because yeah. I'd look good in the beard, right?
They won't know who you are.
Oh, please.
You think they would?
Yes.
I don't know.
Of course they would.
I mean, Danielle's not Amish, but she had to steal a TV to find out who we were.
If they're using everything we've heard so far, if they're blasting Slim Shady, they have a love. They have a love for the 90s. And so I'm quite sure that they've built statues to me.
Oh, statues.
Yeah, to the Friends cast, you know, everybody. Like anything 90s, they've idolized, okay. You know?
That's it. They're about 30 years behind.
Yeah. So that's there. So I'm just coming into my own there. Well, Danielle, it's been really nice talking to you. And I'm so so nice to meet you after you were so devoted to me for such a long time. So I do appreciate that. Seriously, she watched the show.
So I know.
That's how I feel. That's a legit
feeling.
I wasn't
laughing at you. I'm just, go on.
Go on, say it.
No, I don't. Just... I'm messing it up so much. What do you keep going?
What are you doing? Are you having a mental breakdown?
I think so.
I think I'm channeling.
Sorry. I apologize.
No, don't apologize. You're a wonderful person, and as I said before, a real good guy. All right, Danielle, nice to talk to you, and best of luck to you. And who knows? I look forward to meeting in person. You never know.
Oh, wow. That would be a dream.
Yeah.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend, with Conan O'Brien, Sonu Movsesian, and Matt Gourley. Produced by me, Matt Gourley. Executive produced by Adam Sachs, Nick Liao, and Jeff Ross at Team Coco, and Colin Anderson and Cody Fisher at Earwolf. Theme song by The White Stripes. Incidental music by Jimmy Vivino. Take it away, Jimmy. Our supervising producer is Aaron Blair, and our associate talent producer is Jennifer Samples. Engineering by Eduardo Perez. Additional production support by Mars Melnick. Talent booking by Paula Davis, Gina Batista, and Britt Kahn. You can rate and review this show on Apple Podcasts, and you might find your review read on a future episode. Got a question for Conan? Call the Team Coco hotline at 669-587-2847 and leave a message. It, too, could be featured on a future episode. And if you haven't already, please subscribe to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend wherever fine podcasts are downloaded. This has been a Team Coco production in association with Earwolf.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie, and fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.